This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Carletonville will be in the home whites, trimmed out in the blue and the red. Cavies in blue lettering across the front of the home whites. For Staunton Road, red uniforms trimmed out in the gray and the black. Staunton in white lettering across of the road reds. It'll be Buffington and Wills to jump, and our boys' third place game is underway. And the tap is controlled by the Cavies, and they will get it to start with Siglock coming into the front court. Staunton in that 3-2 zone. As Siglock out of the volleyball spike line, leaves it forward to Bersey. Right back to Siglock. Duckles flashes high, nothing there. Back into the hands of Tabersey. Siglock will put it on the deck, bring it between the circles. Wants to reset the offense. He will lob it left wing to Tabersey, right back to Siglock. Ethan tried to penetrate the zone, wasn't there. Kicks it to Tabersey, left wing, back to Siglock. Ethan, little head fake, gets in the middle of the lane, off to Weiser. Duckles, right wing three, short, but he follows his miss, gets the rebound, attacks, and lays it up and in. So when I start for the Cavaliers, a 2-0 advantage for the Cavies. Here's a three for Gillen, too strong over the top of the backboard, out of bounds, and it will belong to Carletonville. Jimmy, the ball can go over the backboard as long as it doesn't touch anything?
Yes, per se. Different guys will call it different ways sometimes. It's one of those kind of judgment things. Both teams are willing to fire it up from outside.
We like that.
Yeah.
Here's Siglock, left side of the key, on the bounce between the circles. In the right corner it goes to Mason Duckles. Duckles now drives baseline, leaves it for Tabersey. Aiden, dribble drive, kicks it out to Wills, open for three, missed it. Carletonville scored just 20 points in their game last night. They will be looking for a little better of an offensive output here this evening. Sternickel dumps it down on the block to Buffington, right back to Sternickel. He's open for three. Yes, for Cole Sternickel. 6:20 for quarter number one. It is 3-2. Staunton with the lead. Siglock at the foul line, leaves it on the right wing for Tabersey. Skip pass. Tabersey open. Three. Rimmed it out, no good. Offensive rebound. Wills. The putback is there for Aaron Wills. And we've got a violation on the inbound on Staunton.
You don't see that very often with no pressure in the backcourt.
That would be an unforced mistake.
Yeah, unforced, definitely.
It's always amazing to me, Jeremy, how many different things as an official you have to be watching for. You can never assume, well, that won't happen. Siglock for three, rimmed it out, no good.
And that was one of those situations that you don't see very often, you know, stepping over a line, throwing the ball in. So, yeah, you got to watch out for that kind of thing.
And I think that would be a spot, as an official, you might not even be looking for that.
You're not even paying attention to something like that.
Here come the Bulldogs in the left corner with Brady Gillen. He crosses over, drives baseline, runs into Wills, and draws the foul. First foul on Aaron Wills, first team foul on the Cavaliers. Baseline out of bounds, as it will be Sylvester to throw in. Gets it off to Buffington. Leaves it back for Best. He'll trigger a three, back rim to too strong, and the rebound down to Mason Duckles. Now, did you ever officiate when it was just two-man crews? It's down to Wills, off the window, missed it, rebound to the Dogs.
I did not do any varsity when there was two-man. I did some JV games when I first started two-man, and it's a totally different situation.
Gillen knocks down the three ball off the left wing as Staunton has hit 2-3 balls here, and they lead it 6-4. It's a lot easier on the officials with three.
You don't realize how much more you can see with three guys than two. It doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a lot.
Here's Siglock, dumps to Weiser. Carson, bullet pass across the lane on the baseline to Duckles, into the hands of Tabersey. Ball fake, pulls up, foul line, missed it. Rebound tapped around, and Siglock taps it. Can he get there? Ran out of space. No, he saved it to Weiser on the baseline, and Carson lays it up and in. And Ty Locks wants a timeout. 4:39 for the opening quarter. Carletonville and Staunton are tied at six. This is the boys' third-place game of the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize, Jeremy Smith back here at the pit. And Jeremy, after this steal by Ryan Hart, I'll let you introduce the officials as he gets it poked away as the clubs exchange turnovers as it's picked off by Best.
On the game tonight, you got Bill Leonard from Carrollton, Joe Matista, who's from down by Livingston, and Dwight Moore, who is over the Southwestern School District.
Here is Buffington on the right block. Gives it back to Sam Best. Boy, when you come to games for a long period of time, too, the faces don't change.
No, they don't. And as we said earlier, the faces not changing is not a good thing as far as officials go.
Another turnover for Staunton, their second, into the hands of Siglock. Well, I've told every official I've seen in hospitality rooms this year, you're not allowed to retire.
That's the sad part is these guys, the kids don't get any older, but we keep aging.
And the game keeps getting faster paced.
It does.
As Siglock's three was off the mark, but it was right to Taberzi, who lays it up and in. And with 3:42 to play, another timeout taken. 3:42 opening quarter, 8-6. Carthenville with the lead back to the pit after this one message. All the scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports, 7:30 here on WSMI. Here from the Macoupin County Tournament at Gillespie. 3.5 minutes for the opening quarter of our boys' third place game. Carthenville leading Staunton 8-6. Best has it out front, but we're going to get a foul away for the basketball. It's a moving screen, I do believe, on Buffington. His first, team's first. Jeremy, the key to not getting called for a moving screen from an official standpoint?
In my eyes, don't be moving. Don't be moving. Don't create the contact if you don't need to create contact.
3:15 for the quarter. Ryan Hart has checked into the ball game for the Cavies. He leaves it off for Duckles. On the baseline, Mason dribble drive, dumps it. Siglock has three defenders around him, stripped out of there, and is picked up by the Dogs. Here comes Brady Gillen. Into the front court, slows it up. Picks up the bounce now, looking for some assistance. Finds it middle of the floor to Sylvester. On the right wing with Sternickel. Back into the hands of Best. He'll leave it for Buffington with the bounce pass right side of the key. He will leave it for Best. Comes and sets a ball screen. Sam Best now leaves it between the circles for Sylvester. In the corner it goes with Gillen. He wants the three, rattled it out, no good. And the rebound down to Ryan Hart. 2.5 minutes for the opening quarter of play. Hart wants the three, got it. No hesitation there.
That was a couple steps behind the three-point arc, too.
Shot it with confidence. Here's Gillen on the left wing. Brings it across the head of the key into the hands of Sam Best. Up top to Buffington for the answer. Nope, back rim too strong, and the rebound down to Mason Duckles. He gets it off to Siglock, 2:10 for the first quarter of play. Happy to have Jeremy Smith along with us. How'd you get a night off from officiating? Shouldn't you be somewhere?
I was going to go watch the daughter play volleyball tonight, but that got canceled because of COVID. So.
I gotcha. Here's Siglock on the attack. Missed it, but he muscles himself in for that rebound and pulls it down, and sometimes the Cavies look like they are playing football.
They're relentless on the rebounds.
Siglock, corner pocket three, yes, for Ethan Siglock. His first bucket, and six different Cavies have scored in the quarter. Jeremy, they had 9 points at halftime last night, 20 for the game, and they got 14 in the first quarter with 90 seconds left.
Yeah. They've went over the over on the line tonight.
They blew past the over in the opening quarter. Three ball out of the corner for Sternickels, no good, and the rebound down to Mason Duckles. Minute 15 for quarter number one. Here's Hart. One dribble, pulls up, left it short, and the rebound down to Sternickel. 65 seconds for the first quarter of play. As this game goes along, Jeremy, I'll be interested to get your thoughts. There's been talk of a shot clock coming into high school basketball, and personally, I'm not a fan of it for our area and what we see. And from an officiating standpoint, I just see headaches.
There's a lot of different reasons that, as officials, we've talked just amongst ourselves about how we don't think it's a good idea and how it may not or may work. So,
be interested to see how that unfolds here.
Right.
38 seconds for the first quarter, a 14-6 Carthenville lead. Here's Buffington, top of the key, three, got it. Braden Buffington knocks down the three ball. Staunton has 9 points, three triples. 25 seconds for quarter number one.
They're in a nice down pick there to get that open three at the top of the key.
18 seconds, first quarter. I've always thought, like, when I officiate, like, little kids' games, I would get caught watching the game.
Yeah, and that's something that takes time, is just to watch your area and trust your partners.
Siglock tried to lob it to Wills. He didn't get it nearly high enough, and it's out of bounds and turned over. 4.2 seconds for the first quarter. Sam Best checked out. Luke DeWitt has checked in. Adam Overby is on the floor as Best, Buffington, and Sylvester will stay for the Bulldogs. Checking in for Carthenville is Matt Dunn. Final shot of the quarter, back rim from the volleyball spike line. And after 8 minutes of basketball here in our boys' third place game, it is Carthenville 14, Staunton 9. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Ise, Jeremy Smith back here at the pit at Gillespie. Of course, Jeremy, an IHSA official and the Gillespie baseball coach. Just talking off the air, great day for indoor baseball practice today. Might simulate the March part of the season. Here's Overby on the right wing. He leaves it left wing now for Luke DeWitt. DeWitt on the bounce, top of the key to Buffington. Ooh. Braden, and we've got a foul out front. What'd you see there, Jeremy?
Well, I don't know. Oh, they got that foul on Carlinville. I kind of thought it would have been going against Staunton.
No, they did against Staunton. They got it on Luke DeWitt.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So your officiating eyes were right.
Something like you may be the first person to ever say that.
Here's DeWitt. Leaves it down to Best. Off it goes to Overby. Into the hands of DeWitt, right wing. Finds Buffington on the right block. Draws a double back to DeWitt. He drives baseline, cut off, lost his footing. Gets it away to Buffington. Into the hands of Sam Best. Into the triple threat position. Drives middle. Siglock cuts him off there. Dumps it back to Overby. He's cut off the baseline by Mason Duckles. Now he leaves it back for Sam Best. Left side of the key. He'll back it up towards midcourt. 6:55 for the first half. He will work left side. Now he brings it back right into the hands of Overby. Feeds the block down to Sylvester. That was a nice job of Taberzi. He just kind of backed up, feeling the body of Sylvester on him, and Sylvester lost his balance, lost the basketball, and Carlinville picks it up. Into the front court, Hart, three, left it short, and the rebound down to the Bulldogs. Staunton has it in the front court with Caden Sylvester. Right side of the key to Best, into the hands of Overby. Back up top to Sylvester. Here's Buffington, checked by Weiser. He dumps it for Sylvester. Buffington wanted to set a screen, but Sylvester didn't have a dribble left. Buffington will fire the three, missed it short out of the right corner, and the rebound down to Duckles. Mason racing across the timeline. Now he'll slow it up and work it right side to Ryan Hart. Here's Taberzi, top of the key with Siglock. Ethan Siglock leaves it to Taberzi. Skip pass, Hart. Off to Duckles for three. Missed it short. Taberzi with the rebound. Saves it. It's going to be picked up, though, on the sideline by Sylvester. Caden's got a run out here. Two on one if he hustles. He gets it on the rim. Are they going to count it? Yes. Count the bucket for Caden Sylvester. He absorbed the contact, falling back high off the window, and banked it in. Jeremy, I'm glad to see they counted that bucket because sometimes in high school the continuation is very, very limited.
Yeah, that was a good call. He, like you said, absorbed the contact and was able to go up strong enough just to get it off the glass and put it in.
Free throw for Sylvester. Good, the old-fashioned three-point play.
Staunton's really looking to try to get to the basket, it appears.
Good things happen when you take the ball to the hole. And from an officiating standpoint, too, you know, a lot of times teams or fans will yell about the foul disparity, but a lot of times when that happens, one team's aggressive to the rim and
exactly.
The other shooting jump shots.
Exactly. And that's kind of what's happening tonight. Carnival's looking to shoot a little bit more from the outside, and Stone's trying to get to the bucket a little bit.
Here's Taberzi, leaves it off for Siglock. Right back to Aiden it goes. Skip pass to Mason Duckles in the right corner. Picks up the bounce, pivots around. He's in a little bit of trouble. Buffington all over him. Wills comes and gets the basketball, and he lowered the shoulder, and there's an offensive foul as DeWitt took the charge. And those are easy calls, aren't they?
Yeah, he just ran right over the top of him trying to get to the basket and really had no place to go, so he decided to lower his shoulder.
You never get away with it when you lower the shoulder.
No.
There's six eyes out there.
Somebody's going to see that one.
5-10 for the first half of play. A two-point Carthenville lead, 14-12. Overby has it on the right wing. Up top to Gillen. Brady Gillen cut off the left elbow, leaves it back now for Luke DeWitt. Into the hands of Buffington, and we've got a moving screen away from the basketball on the Cavaliers. As let's see who they got on that. It'll be... Oh, they call it on Staunton, so that would be on Brady Gillen. His first, team's second. Carlinville's been whistled for four fouls. Inside of 5 minutes for the half. Jeremy, I commented on this last night, and I like it, that referees aren't being asked to be uniform police anymore this year. Siglock, his jersey's untucked most of the game, but I like that no one cares. That shot is nothing but air, out of bounds.
As long as they come on the floor with it tucked in and it comes out, they pull it out, I really don't. It doesn't bother me at all anymore.
It's never bothered me, but I always felt like that was like the officials were told to do that. Was that a point of emphasis this year? You don't have to worry about it?
A little bit of both. And, you know, there for a while they were so worried about the undershirts or the long leggings that these guys wear.
It has to be the same color as the uniform and all this nonsense.
And it's still supposed to be, but that's the least of my concerns during the, you know, during the course of a basketball game.
You guys got a hard enough job.
Exactly, exactly.
Can't be into the fashion.
Right.
Out front with Sternickel on the left wing. Dribble drive, leaves it. DeWitt, three ball, back rimmed it too strong. And on the rebound, we got Siglock tangled up over there on the baseline with Gillen, and it'll be out of bounds off of Staunton.
I'm just glad they're not making us police the masks and everything else with COVID going on. And
no, that's exactly right. That would be an impossible position. The game would take 6 hours.
It's a losing battle, yeah.
But I have noticed, though, the officials are wearing the masks.
There's a long story that goes behind that we won't get into here on the air. So
Siglock buries the three ball from straight on, his second triple of the night. He has 6 points. 17-12 Carthenville. So you're saying there's two sets of rules? That's weird.
Yeah, sometimes there are.
That's never happened before. Backdoor, nicely done. And, man, Sternickel blew the layup off the left side, just too hard off the window.
Nice back cut there. Just couldn't put it in the hole.
Siglock, two in a row. No, back rim too strong. Offensive rebound. Weiser missed it. And the rebound down to Sternickel. A five-point Carthenville lead. Here's Gillen on the right wing. Brady Gillen gets into the paint. A runner. And that is off the mark. That's a tough shot. His momentum was going left. He tried to shoot it back right. Here's Ryan Hart, top of the key. He leaves it back for Carson Weiser. Weiser back up top to Duckles between the circles. Here's Siglock on the right wing. In the corner, Hart, corner pocket three. Yes, for Ryan Hart. You know, I mentioned to Dave Seuss before the game, Jeremy, I said, a lot of times when you shoot terrible, one night, if you play the very next night, it goes the other way, and they're shooting better tonight.
Turns around for you, yeah. And it's a little bit different shooting here at the pit. A little bit different eye view for you, so a couple nights in a row will help.
20-12, Carthenville leads. Staunton has the basketball. Here's DeWitt on the right wing. The coaches don't have much room to operate on the sidelines when they're pacing up and down here.
Not a lot of room for anybody to work anywhere here.
But it is a great atmosphere. Here is a three ball for Sylvester, too strong off the left wing, and the rebound down to Weiser. Carthenville happy to have Carson Weiser back. He had a knee injury that kept him out most of the year. Hart, three, you betcha. Ryan Hart nails the three ball. That's his third triple. He has 9 points, and it's 23-12 Cavies, and they have surpassed their total from last night here in the first half.
That extra pass by Sinclock right there kind of gave him an open look.
The extra pass usually leads to a great shot, and it did there. Buffington, top of the key, open, three, yes. Boy, it's like the Country Company's three-point shootout here all of a sudden. 23-15, 90 seconds for the half. Siglock on the right wing, leaves it for Hart. Bad pass, turned over. Sixth Cavi turnover. Here comes Brady Gillen down the right side. Throws on the brakes. Buffington for three. Got it again. Braden Buffington, his third triple. He has 9. And it's 23-18.
Kind of feeling it right now.
This is where the basket looks as big as the ocean.
Yep.
Final minute of the half. 23-18 Carthenville. Siglock picked up the dribble. Bounce pass in the middle of the lane to Weiser. He dumps it to Hart. Ryan, ball fakes a three, back to Siglock. He puts it on the deck, dumps it off to Weiser right wing. Carson wants to attack, leaves it for Hart. He'll fire the three, left that one a little bit short, but Taberzi tracks it down. Boy, you'd be hard-pressed to find a kid that plays harder than Aiden Taberzi.
He's a bird dog down there chasing down those rebounds, I'm telling you.
I bet he sleeps very well after he plays a ball game. Half a minute for the half. Siglock on the bounce out near midcourt. Staunton's just going to let him dribble out there and hold for the final shot. But Dave Suit says, I want a timeout to talk it over. 23.3 seconds for the half. A five-point Carthenville lead, 23-18. We'll come back to the pit at Gillespie in the Macoupin County Tournament following this one message on WSMI. We will have championship coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament tomorrow night. Girls title game, Staunton-Carthenville at 6. Boys championship, North Mac Southwestern at 7:30. And then a championship semifinal from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational with Nokomis and Pena. That broadcast about 9 here on FM 106. We'll stream it all at WSMIRadio.com. 8 seconds for the half. Here's Duckles. Leaves it back for Hart. Wants the three. Short. Air ball. Buffington, three quarters court. That is short. And the first half is in the books. After two quarters of play here in our boys' third place game, it is Carthenville 23, Staunton 18. We'll come back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. So we have a five-point ball game here. Carthenville with the lead. They will get it to start the second half. On the floor for the Cavies, Aiden DeBerzy, Ethan Siglock, Aaron Wills, Carson Weiser, and Mason Duckles. For the Bulldogs, Sam Best, Cole Sternickel, Caden Sylvester, Braden Buffington, and Brady Gillen. Here's Siglock, dribble drives, gives it to Duckles. He got tripped up on the baseline, got it away to Best. He got pushed out of bounds. And it's going to be Staunton ball, I think. No, Carthenville ball. And the official just pointed the wrong way. You've never pointed the wrong way, have
never,
you, Jeremy?
Never. That's one of those things where you're just worried about staying on your feet and not getting knocked down, and you just point whichever direction comes natural.
Here's Duckles, brings it between the circles. Off it goes to DeBerzy. It always gets the natives hooting and hollering, though, when you point
exactly,
the wrong way.
Yeah.
Here's Siglock, leaves it top of the key for Wills. Will the hot shooting continue here in the second half? 9 total threes in that first half of play. 3-2 zone for Staunton. As Siglock on the bounce, tries to penetrate in, cut off, leaves it for Weiser. Top of the key to DeBerzy, high post feed to Wills. That was in traffic, and Aiden rips it away, but then it's tipped away and picked up by Sternickel. Here comes Cole on the attack and gets it to go off the window for Cole Sternickel. He has 5 and a 2-point field goal, a rarity for the Dogs here tonight. Pulls him within a possession, 23-20. On the left wing with DeBerzy. Middle of the lane, Wills rises, left it short, and the rebound down to Sam Best. Winner of this game gets hardware. Loser goes home with nothing. Here comes Sylvester, leaves it in the corner for Buffington. Top of the key with Sam Best, 6:25 for the third quarter. Dribble handoff to Buffington. Leaves it for Gill, and he wants the three. Too strong off the left wing, and the rebound down to Siglock. He's into the front court on the fly. Here comes Ethan. Gets to the foul line. Massive screen from Aaron Wills there. Floored Sam Best. Weiser on the spin. Rattles it down for Carson Weiser.
That was a good screen. It looked illegal, but there's nothing illegal about it. The kid just ran into him and kind of went to the floor.
Sam Best is thinking, could someone call that out for me next time?
Let me know next time, yeah.
5:55 for the third quarter. Best on the bounce out beyond the volleyball spike line. He'll bring it to the right wing now. Leaves it for Brady Gillen. Gillen, nice look down to Sternickel. Under the rim, got caught too far under the bucket, but he stays calm, reverses course, and lays it up and in. 7 for Cole Sternickel. Good job of poise down there. Sometimes when you're caught in that spot, things get sped up in a hurry.
Don't know where to go with it.
Here's Duckles. Off it goes to DeBerzy. Because the player, you know, wait a minute, I don't want to get a three-second call here. Here's Wills off the window. It's good for Aaron Wills. His second field goal. He has 4 points. And it's 27-22. Carthenville with the lead. Staunton has the ball. 5 minutes for the third quarter. Championship night tomorrow night should be two entertaining title games. Staunton and Carthenville at 6 for the girls' championship. North Mac and Southwestern for the boys' title will follow. As Sylvester pulls for 3 from the left wing and knocks it down, he has 6 points, and it's 27-25. Cavies lead with the basketball. Siglock across the timeline. Leaves it for DeBerzy. Aiden DeBerzy, leave him alone. He'll fire for 3. Rattled out, no good. That thing was more than halfway down and kicked out. Lead pass, Gillen. He's wide open for 3. Missed that one. Rebound to the floor, and Wills tracks it down as DeBerzy overran the play. You know, Jeremy, I think about something Terry Toe used to always talk about from a foul perspective. Was there an advantage gained?
Gained, right. Yep. And as an official, that's what we try to look for, you know. Not every contact's a foul.
as that was a hard dribble drive from Mason Duckles. He gets it to go. His second field goal. He has 4 points. And with that, a timeout taken. 4:05 for the third quarter. Carthenville 29, Staunton 25. You're listening to the boys' third place game of the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Halfway through the third quarter, a 4-point Carthenville lead. Bulldogs have the basketball with Gillen. Oh. That pass never was high enough to get across the floor. Turned over. Picked off by Weiser. Here comes Siglock into the front court for Carthenville. 3:40 for the third quarter of play. DeBerzy out at that volleyball spike line. On the bounce here. Staunton sagging back in that 3-2 zone piece. Here's Hart on the right wing. Leaves it for Weiser in the corner. High post to Wills. That was in traffic. That wasn't high enough for the 6'5 Wills. Turned over. Now pass made Wills about 5'11. Three ball for Sylvester off the mark. No good. And the rebound down to Aaron Wills. Into the hands of Siglock. Left wing with DeBerzy. Aiden DeBerzy back up top to Ethan. Siglock in the corner to DeBerzy. Aiden skip pass. Hart on the right wing. Finds Wills at the right elbow. Aaron will rise. Left it short. And the rebound down to Sylvester for Staunton. Inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. 29-25 Cavies. On the attack, Gillen, a one-handed runner, no good. And then he knocks it away from Wills, but he's the last to touch. And it will be Carthenville basketball. Cavies with the lead here in the boys' third-place game. The girls' third-place game tonight went to North Mac. They beat Gillespie 41-22. Girls' fifth-place game saw Southwestern beat Bunker Hill 39-20. The boys' fifth-place game is going on right now. That's Bunker Hill and Gillespie over at Ben Gill. Long skip pass tipped out of there. And it'll stay with Carthenville. We've seen that on both ends, Jeremy. Skip pass is just not tall enough.
They're not getting it across, no. And sometimes they're trying to go almost like a double skip across, you know, and it's not working out for him.
Here's Duckles, leaves it for Hart on the right wing. Ryan Hart back between the circles to Mason. Right back to Hart it goes. Back door, Siglock, nice back cut, too strong. Just did not use the backboard that time off the heel. Here's Sylvester pushing. Caden all the way to the right block, muscles it up, missed it. And on the rebound over the back is Cole Sternickel. That'll be his first foul of the half. Jeremy, talk a little bit about the over-the-back laws of verticality do apply.
No doubt. A lot of people think that just because you go over the back, there's a foul. Well, when you're 6'5 and you can reach over the top of somebody, doesn't mean there's any contact.
Siglock for three, missed it, and the rebound down to Sylvester. That seems to always be one of the things that you hear fans hollering about the most.
That's one of the number one things. That and a block charge. No matter what you call, you know, you pass on it or you get it over the back, per se, nobody's happy.
Sternickel gets the bucket. He's got 9. The lead is down to 2. And the block charge, I mean, that's hard. Just I know from sitting up here a lot of times, whatever you guys call, I think it was the opposite.
Right.
You know?
Nice look there.
Nice ball faked into DeBerzy. Missed it. And the rebound down to Sam Bass. Because it's such a bang, bang call.
And no matter what your call, you're probably right half the time and you're wrong half the time.
Yeah.
So you just sell it and it is what it is.
Here's Buffington straight on triple for the lead. Missed it. I think you hit the nail on the head right there, Jeremy. You just have to sell it with confidence.
Right. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear that it's 50-50 and you're right half the time and you're wrong half the time. But when it's a split second bang, bang thing, you know.
Siglock rattles that three out to DeBerzy. Tracks it down. It's the hardest call in sport.
No doubt. DeBerzy's all over the place grabbing these rebounds right now.
Yeah, he plays so hard. To use the old La Russa line, tied for first. You know, there's nobody that plays harder.
No.
Maybe as hard.
And he's sucking wind right now, it looks like, just a little bit.
The coaches love that, too. Play
exactly.
So hard to
yeah.
Where you have to come out. Three ball for Hart missed. Weiser keeps it alive. Around three, Bulldogs gets it out to Duckles in the left corner. Mason traveled there. Shuffled his feet. 9th turnover.
All over that one. You could officiate from up here.
Oh, I do, believe me. It's a lot easier from up here.
There's about a stands full of parents that can do the same thing
as
well.
That's just as well. 25 seconds for the third quarter. 29-27. Cavies lead. Staunton can hold for the final shot here. Been a fun ball game here tonight in our boys' third place game. Just all these teams, really, North Mac's probably a tick above, but the other six, Jeremy, throw them in a hat, and on any given night, they can all beat each other. Buffington's three off the mark with three. Duckles lost a headlong dive back towards his own defensive hoop, and it's a jump ball. Or no, we got a foul. Going to go on Staunton.
I don't know who he got that on, do you?
Got it on Sylvester. Just 9-tenths of a second, and it goes to Siglock. He'll let it fly. Three-quarters court. Good if it goes off the backboard. Three-quarters in the books. It is Carthenville 29, Staunton 27. We got a heck of a money quarter for the boys' third-place game with the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Ize, Jeremy Smith back here at the pit at Gillespie. Of course, Jeremy, a top-rate IHSA official and the Gillespie baseball coach. And, Jeremy, that last whistle, those are always tough ones. You got a loose ball, kids diving all over the floor.
Right. It's like a fumble in a football game. Everybody's trying to pull each other off, and as an official, you're just looking for two hands on it to get that jump ball and kind of reset everything.
7:50 for the ball game. Should have a good one down the stretch here. A two-point Carthenville lead. Staunton has the basketball. Cavies have the possession arrow on the next tie-up. Here is Best. Oh, he lost the handle in the middle of the lane and turned it over. Picked up there by Aaron Wills. Jeremy, I've made the comment a couple times this year. I'm tired of the possession arrow. It seems to never go in favor of the defender, and I want the jump ball back. I know I'm in the minority.
We talk about games last a long time. Can you imagine how long that would take to get it set up?
It would add a lot of time. As Weiser lays it up and in off the left side, he has six.
But if we're going to put in the 30-second shot clock, you might as well change that as well.
Well, that's right. Maybe they come in together.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the trade-off, keep the arrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's Siglock, lost the handle, right to DeBerzy. A good touch pass down to Wills. He lays it up and in. He has six. Aiden DeBerzy does so many things on the floor well that don't involve scoring.
No. He's one of those guys that doesn't get his name in the paper for scoring, but he does the little things that you need to win ball games.
Coaches recognize him. Three ball, yes, for Cole Sternickel. He's got a dozen. And the Dogs within three. Then a steal by Best, but his follow was no good. Cavies dodged one right there. Weiser pushes the Wills way too hard off the backboard from the heart of the lane. We'll get a jump ball, and it'll belong to Carthenville. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. You know, Jeremy, I got to say, your mom in the hospitality room, as good as it gets.
Don't tell her that.
I've already told her.
Oh, good Lord.
Down it goes. The Wills off the inbound. He lays it up and in. He has eight. She told me, though, the next time it's here, she said it's going to be up to you.
No. You ask my dad, it's all on him.
Sternickel got it again. 15 for Cole Sternickel, his third triple, second of the quarter, and the Dogs are within two.
Better find him next time down the floor.
You get a hand in his face. Here's Siglock. Left wing to DeBerzy. Skip pass, Mason Duckles. High post feed to Wills at the right elbow. Back to Duckles. Mason puts it on the deck, poked away off of Staunton, out of bounds. Baseline out of bounds for the Cavies. 5:55 for the ball game.
Best for Staunton's doing a good job of kind of controlling Wills and getting him from away from the low block a little bit.
They've gotten him pushed out towards that foul line area, and he's not quite as effective from there. Siglock, three, missed it. Rebound, Weiser, as he crashed the boards hard that time and gets it out to Wills. Into the hands of DeBerzy, back into the hands of Siglock now, out at the volleyball spike line. Duckles in the left corner to Weiser, top of the key, Siglock. He went to make a pass, had it slip out of his hands, turned over. Here come the Dogs. Buffington, Sternickel, off the window, we are tied. 17 for Cole Sternickel, and the game is tied at 35. Sternickel, a 5'10 sophomore, having a coming out party here tonight at the county. When sometimes, Jeremy, there's just a game where a young kid has a moment, and Sternickel's moment is right now.
Yeah. He's kind of taking this game over for Staunton and keeping them in it and giving him the lead.
Siglock for the lead. Yes. Ethan Siglock nails the three ball. He's got nine, his third triple. And it's 38-35 Carthenville. It's been a fun ball game here. Bad pass from Sternickel. He should have shot it. Sixth turnover on the Dogs. He was looking for that post-entry pass, and it was a good job by the Cavies to get over the top and deflect it away. Siglock took his time into the front court, picks up the bounce, leaves it for Duckles on the right wing. Here's Ethan. Nice ball fake. Rises. Foul line. Yes. 11 for Ethan Siglock. 5 points here for Siglock in the last two possessions. 40-35. 4:23 for the ball game. But if you're Staunton, that happened quick. Buffington on the blow by. The layup is good. Boy, that was a quick first step for Braden Buffington. He's got 11. The lead is 3 for Carthenville. Approaching the midway point of the money quarter. Here's Siglock on the bounce between the circles. In the right corner to Carson Weiser. Off to Duckles. Mason caught that with his chest. You could almost hear the thud. Here's Siglock. Thought about the three. Instead, gives it back to Weiser. Dumps it down. Wills. Blocked. Foul. He was blocked by Buffett, but the foul came before that. It'll be Gillen. Nope, they're going to get Sylvester. So at the free throw line, Aaron Wills. He looks exhausted. 8 points for Wills. Free throw is good. Do you ever get tired during the game, Jeremy?
Depends on what kind of ball game it is.
Yeah.
Depends on the tempo and things like that or how intense it is.
Free throw is off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Sternickel for the Dogs. 41-37. Carthenville with the lead. Here's Buffington. Dribble handoff to Gillen. Left wing Sternickel. Down on the block, Sylvester. Draws a crowd. Counted and the foul. Sylvester was all turned around there. He really spun the wrong way, used the wrong pivot foot, but it all worked out for him, got the bucket and the foul.
Nobody said it had to be pretty.
Don't get extra credit for that, do you?
Nope.
It's like they're all line drives at the box score.
That's right.
Free throw good for Sylvester. 41-40 Carthenville, 3:25 for the third place game here at the Pit at Gillespie, 103rd Macoupin County Tournament, 103 years. Here is Siglock. Leaves it on the baseline for Taberzi. Dumps it down to Wills. He had three Staunton defenders draped on him. Sylvester doesn't like it, but that was a foul.
That was a foul. No doubt about it. The official was all over that one, right in front of him, too.
It's like the Rasheed Wallace syndrome. He played 20 years in the NBA, never committed a foul.
Never, no.
Out it goes to Hart. That's a deep three. Going to come up short. Air ball goes right to Taberzi. Pivots around, stripped on the way up. Got it back, lost it again. And picked up off the floor by Gillen. A one-point lead for Carthenville. Staunton can take the lead, and they have not led since the opening quarter, I believe. Here's Sam Best. Leaves it on the wing for Buffington. Braden, three, lead, too strong. And the rebound down to Siglock. 2:45 for the ball game. Here's Ethan Siglock. High post to Wills. Oh, what defense from Sternickel. He knocked it away, but they're going to say he caught Aaron Wills on the arm. That is the sixth team foul, I do believe, of the half. 2:41 for the ball game. And, Jeremy, communication with the players on the floor, very important.
Yeah, it is extremely important. And I'll be honest with you, Tim, with the mask that we're wearing, it makes it even more difficult right now.
Well, I'm sure it does, absolutely. Here's Weiser, dumps it down to Wills. He's hammered, and this should put him to the free throw line for one and bonus.
Tim, I think...
That's a good job by Staunton to make sure Wills doesn't get that up on the rim.
Yeah, that easy look.
I guess that was the 16 foul, so it's baseline out of bounds. Taberzi gets it into Hart. Quick trigger three, left it short, and the rebound saved by Taberzi, but he can't keep it in place. He goes diving out of bounds. Man, that kid plays hard.
I'm not sure if he dove or he wasn't bumped out of bounds there. A little bit of both, maybe.
Combination of the two. 2:25 for the ball game. A one-point Carthenville lead. Staunton again can take the lead here. Best on the bounce, right wing. Leaves it for Gillen, left side of the key. Brady picked up the bounce, needs some help, and threw it away. Best was cutting to the basket, and Gillen threw it where Sam had been, not where he was going. 2:14 left in the ball game. 41-40 Carthenville. Championship games tomorrow night. Staunton Carthenville for the girls' title at 6. North Mac Southwestern for the boys' title at 7:30 as Ryan Hart, no hesitation, cans the three ball deep off the right wing. He's got a dozen. The lead is 4 for the Cavvies inside of 2 minutes to play.
I'm not sure if Coach Suits thought thought that was the best shot to take there, but it
went
in.
That's one of those. No, no, no.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Sylvester for the answer. Too strong, and the rebound down to Siglock. 100 seconds to play. A four-point Carthenville lead, and they can take their time now. And this is where it's a fine balance, Jeremy, between working the clock but not losing aggressiveness, because
right.
It's hard to hold the ball for 90 seconds without something bad happening.
A lot of times you may be better off just to run your offense. If you get a look, take it, and if you don't, then you just, you know, kill the clock as best you can.
David Suits wants a timeout to talk it over. 87 seconds to play in the ball game. It is Carthenville 44, Staunton 40. You're listening to the third place game of the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Jeremy Smith back here at the pit in Gillespie. 87 seconds to play in our boys' third place game. Carthenville has the ball in a four-point lead, 44-40. Between the circles, two duckles. Staunton's gone man-to-man now as they are out pressuring the basketball, looking for that steal. And now they will give the foul. It'll be bonus free throw time. It'll send Aiden DeBerzy to the stripe. And this will be Carthenville's just third foul shot of the game. They did not attempt a free throw in the first three quarters. Aaron Wills made one out of two earlier in this fourth quarter. Now DeBerzy, a big one in bonus. Toss good. And Jeremy, you know it. When you miss the front end of a one-on-one, it's like missing two.
It always comes back to bite you. It's like not getting down a sacrifice bunt in a baseball-softball game. It's just one of those things you got to have.
The little things become big things. Substitution, Ryan Hart is off. Looks like Duckle's back on the floor for Carthenville. Second free throw here for DeBerzy. A five-point lead, make it six. Boy, he was pure with both of those tosses. 70 seconds to play. The lead is six for Carthenville. Important possession here for Staunton. They don't necessarily need a three, but they need something quickly. Buffington will take the three. Too strong. Was he fouled on the shot? No, they're going to call it out of bounds, so it's after the shot. You call that on the block out, Jeremy?
It almost looked like he'd already come to the floor, and then he kind of bodied him out of there on the shot after the shot. Not a good foul either way.
No. They'll get Duckles with his second. It's the second team foul. And now we've got another whistle before the ball's inbounded. That's on DeBerzy. They got fouls to burn, though. Just their third team foul. If they were over the limit, Dave Suits would have veins bulging from his forehead.
Not a happy camper in that situation.
Baseline trigger, and it goes to Sylvester. 55 seconds for the game. Caden, three, rimmed it out, no good. Goes long rebound out to Buffington, and then Sternickel has the ball go through his hands as Jeremy, he was looking his eyes on the basket to shoot that puppy.
He was ready to let it fly, wasn't he?
He's had a great night shooting the basketball, and he just didn't catch it first. 50 seconds left, a six-point Carthenville lead.
Staunton needs a steal here.
They are full court press, man-to-man in the backcourt. In it goes to Siglock. Luke DeWitt is all over him. Siglock picks up the bounce, trapped in the backcourt, and fouled with 45.2 to play. Eighth team foul, so one in bonus for Ethan Siglock. He has 11 points tonight. Brady Gillen returns for Staunton, replacing DeWitt. Carson Weiser back on the floor, replacing Hart for the Cavies. Winner gets a trophy or a plaque. Loser gets a box of Rice-A-Roni. 45.2. Free throw is no good. Rebound picked up by Sam Best. Here come the Dogs. Clock running 35 seconds. They were in a similar spot in the semifinals with Southwestern trying to come back, but just not enough time. They're taking too much time. Half a minute. Sylvester, tough shot from 18, missed it. Rebound down to DeBerzy. Gets it off to Duckles, and he's fouled with 24.2 to play. Jeremy, I'm always interested from an official standpoint at the end of a game. When you know a team is trying to foul, like, we know it's not an intentional foul, but sometimes if those fouls are harder, maybe early in the game they would be an intentional foul.
Right, right. And it's one of those things, if you're going to get an intentional foul, it better be a good one, as we like to say. But you also got to protect the kid with the ball. And
that free throw is short by Duckles. And that's really what it comes down to, Jeremy, isn't it? Whether it's protecting the shooter or those situations, you got to make sure the kids aren't put in harm's
right.
way.
Right, nobody gets hurt. I mean, let's be honest. Everybody knows what they're trying to do in that situation. They're trying to foul.
Yeah.
Just get a foul and let's, you know, make sure everybody's doesn't get hurt in the whole situation.
DeBerzy with the free throw. Good. You know, and then every once in a while, the kid will try to give a little touch foul on purpose, and they don't call, and the kid looks at the official like, what, you're not going to call it now? What?
Yeah.
DeBerzy's free throw, good. Calmly knocks down the toss. He's hit four big foul shots here in the closing moments. 23.8 seconds for the ball game. The lead has grown to 8 for Carthendale, 48-40. We'll come back to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Staunton will need a miracle. Down 8, 23 seconds. They got to go the length of the floor to start. Here's Sternickel, and he palmed the basketball. No, they got a foul away from the ball on Staunton. Moving screen, it looks like. Sylvester, the guilty party. Jeremy, while we have time, can you explain to me the Eurostep jump stop thing, how that's not a travel?
Don't even want to go there. I don't even know how to explain it.
It confuses me every time.
It is the hardest call to make in the game. You know, it's one of those.
5 years ago, I feel like it was an automatic travel.
Yeah, but and now you see all the college guys doing it, and now the high school kids are starting to pick up on it. And it's one of those, I shouldn't say this, but if it looks weird, it's probably a travel. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
What we got going on here, Tim?
I thought there was a whistle. I don't know if someone on the Staunton bench got teed up. Yes. Terry Allen is standing up. Ty Locks, the head man, is sitting down. But, yeah, the Staunton bench got a technical foul. Free throw for DeBerzy is good. 7 for Aiden DeBerzy. Well, he's been good from the foul line here. Terry Allen knows how to get his money's worth. Free throw good for Aiden.
I may be the only referee in the state of Illinois to have ever given a technical foul to his former high school basketball coach.
How'd that feel?
A little awkward.
Did you say Mr. Allen? I'm sorry.
I got away because I remember the type of talkings he used to give us in high school, so I just had to get away from that one.
I tell you what, Terry Allen, he is one of the great people of Macoupin County basketball. That free throw is good on the original foul, so he gets 3 out of 4. And I've told Terry before, I respect him so much. He stuck around and Coach Gillespie after his kids were gone, and there were some lean years, but he was coaching basketball.
Yeah, there were some lean years after, you know, Zach and TJ left, and he did stick it out, and that, you know, got to respect him for that.
A lot of guys would have left when their kids left.
No doubt, no doubt.
13 seconds for the game, and it's going to be a Carthendale victory as they will just dribble it out. 51-40. This game was a lot closer than the 11-point margin is going to indicate as the Carthendale Cavaliers take home third place in the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament. They beat Staunton 51-40. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI.